This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. CP and UML's Politburo meeting discusses party's statute amendment proposal. Finance Minister issues 95-point implementation guidelines for current fiscal year's budget. House of Representatives Infrastructure Development Committee reviews progress on Kathmandu Ring Road expansion, directs Transport Ministry to ensure timely and quality completion of Ring Road. And tensions escalate in Syria as fighting resumes between Druze fighters and Bedouin tribes. Now the news in detail. The Politburo meeting of the Nepal Communist Party, CP and UML, has discussed the proposal to amend the statute. In the meeting held at the UML headquarters in Chasil of Lalitpur today, seven leaders expressed their views on the proposal to amend the statute presented by Vice Chairperson Bishnu Prasad Poddar. In the meeting, Prime Minister and Party Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli spoke about the current political developments, the government and the statute. According to UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, the UML Chair said that the main work of the party at present is the statute convention and the work of formulating laws. Prime Minister Oli on the occasion urged party leaders to play a constructive and positive role in the process of drafting the statute. The proposal to amend the statute seeks to remove the 70-year age limit and two-term provision in the Article 64 of the party's statute. Similarly, the statute amendment proposal has set the number of central committees at 251, including 15 office bearers. The Ministry of Finance has issued 95-point guidelines for the implementation of the budget for the current fiscal year 2025 and 26, circulating them to all relevant ministries, departments and bodies. The Ministry issued guidelines regarding the implementation of the budget on Thursday, clarifying what should be and should not be done concerning budget authorization, program approval, budget allocation, transfer and implementation of the projects. The Ministry has also issued a circular on working responsibly for the implementation of the provisions related to financial transparency, accountability and monitoring. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need of fostering Nepal-China friendship across generations. Addressing the Nepal-China Cultural Summit organized by Phoenix Inspiration on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic relations in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli said that Nepal would make all efforts to further strengthen bilateral relations. He also added that the organizing such programs has given an extraordinary message for the expansion of mutual cultural relations. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli honored the Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Sunita Dongol, with Youth Empowerment Awards. Similarly, Rajesh Kaji Shrust and Birendra Raj Pandey were honored with the Business Leadership Award, as well as Anuradha Sharma with the Education Excellence Award. The Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives today reviewed progress on the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion. In today's meeting of the committee, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, said that the detailed project report is complete and the construction has begun. He added that to ease traffic congestion in the Kathmandu Valley, the government is exploring new policies prioritizing contracts only for the feasible projects. It is also drafting laws to remove development hurdles. This year, the Transport Ministry terminated 120 delayed contracts to ensure timely completion. The committee directed the Ministry to ensure quality and timely completion of ring roads and expedite highway projects connecting two districts. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, has directed mobile and internet companies to immediately shut down the Telegram app. The authority has directed to close the Telegram app in accordance with a letter from the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology based on the continuous increase in the number of online frauds through the Telegram app operating in Nepal and its involvement in serious crimes such as money laundering. The authority has requested mobile and internet companies to immediately inform the authority of any restrictions on access from Nepal. The investigation committee formed to probe the crash of Surrey Airlines 9N AME aircraft submitted its final report today, nearly after a year of its formation. Committee chairperson Ratish Chandralal Suman presented the proposal to Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey amid a program organized at the ministry. Receiving the report, Minister Pandey acknowledged that the report was submitted without any reservations and pledged to implement the recommendations furnished in the report. The aircraft departing for base maintenance from Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu to Pokhara had crashed nearby the runway on the 24th of July last year, resulting in deaths of 18 people on board. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pani chinta kina garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. An agreement has been signed between the government of Nepal and the government of the Republic of Korea for the implementation of the Inclusive Rural Development Project in Bardia District. Secretary at the Ministry of Finance Ghanshyam Upadhyay and the Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tae-yong signed the agreement in a MOU signing ceremony at the Ministry of Finance today. The Korean government is to provide assistance equivalent to $8 million for the project through the Korean International Cooperation Agency, KUICA. The project, which will be implemented in 8 local levels of Bardia District, will be operational until December in 2029. The objective of the project is to support rural communities through increasing agricultural production, establishing value chains, enhancing roads and infrastructure, creating market access, fostering entrepreneurship development and generating employment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fighting has resumed between Druze fighters and Bedouin tribes in the southern Syrian province of Suyada a day after Syrian troops pulled out of the 8th year. The Syrian state news agency reported that a spokesman for Syria's interior ministry has denied reports that the government forces are being redeployed to Suada to quell the renewed fighting. According to footage shared online and verified by Al Jazeera sources, the ongoing clash today in the countryside of Suada between tribal fighters and armed groups described by Syrian government as outlaws. The European Union on Friday adopted a sweeping new package of sanctions on Russia over the Ukraine war, looking to pile more pressure on the Kremlin by lowering a price cap for Moscow's oil exports. According to AFP News Agency, the 18th round of economic measures from Europe against Russia since its 2022 invasion comes as allies of US President Donald Trump follows through on his threat to punish Moscow for stalling peace efforts. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said that the EU just approved one of its strongest sanction packages against Russia to date. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the sanctions adoption as essential and timely. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi province and at a few places of Madhes province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's Politburo meeting discusses party's statute amendment proposal. Finance Minister issues 95-point implementation guidelines for current fiscal year's budget. House of Representatives Infrastructure Development Committee reviews progress on Kathmandu Ring Road expansion, directs Transport Ministry to ensure quality and timely completion of the ring roads, and tensions escalate in Syria as fighting resumes between truce fighters and Bedouin tribes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.